Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
I got myself into a bit of mischief last night, Bob.
I bet.
I had to do a detour after work, a major one. I went over to Loxton, dropped Whitey off to pick up his car from Flight Motors.
You drew that straw. I dropped him off.
He did drop him off in the morning. Yep, I took him over, Flight Motors, dropped him off to get his car back. And coming back from Loxton, I kind of was doing that calculation in my head where I thought, do I go through Berry and still have to go through Roadworks, or do I just take Gurra Road and cut through Lurup?
Yeah, well, I got up to that whilst you were away a few weeks ago. I was taking the ferry to bypass the Roadworks.
Yeah, and I know that you determined it wasn't faster, but because I was coming from Loxton and already on that side, I thought maybe it'd work out okay.
No, good move.
So what I decided to do, I popped it into my computer, or my car's like computer with the maps on it, and for whatever reason, it still was telling me that Berry was the faster way, but I could see the red line that meant there was a lot of traffic backed up at the intersection where there's all the roadworks.
What kind of futuristic car are you driving, Humble?
Google Maps, man.
Wowee. In your car?
In my car.
On your screen?
On the screen.
My goodness.
Great. So I thought, look, I'm just going to take the shot. I'm going to go through Lurup. So I drove down, went through Gurra Road. I've done that entrance into Lurup a few times before. I used to get my nails done there. But it's been a while, and I thought there's a couple of strange turns where you have to know whether to turn left or right, or it could go very south.
I mean, you can't get too lost in Lurup, but I get it, yeah.
Well, you say that. So I got to the first I got to the first turning point that I had to turn, and my car took me left, and I thought, it's a bit weird. I usually go right here. But I was like, whatever, trusting Google Maps, because my dad was always one never to trust Google Maps, and I was sure. I'm never going to be that person. So yep. I took the left.
Street directory or nothing.
Got a bit of the way down and went, I'm definitely not where I would usually go to get to Lurup, but that's okay because I can still see Lurup on the screen on the map. Drove a little bit further, took the turns that Google Maps was telling me to turn, ended up back where I started. And I'm like, something very, very strange is going on here. And I'm like, okay, let's try this again. I'll just go a bit rogue, follow some signs, see where I go. So I drove it again, still couldn't get to where I needed to be to catch the Lurup ferry. I'm like, what is going on
here? Yeah. Are you in Lurup?
Well, that's the thing. I was. For whatever reason, Google Maps is anti the Lurup ferry.
Yeah, okay.
No matter
you can't drive across water.
Exactly. No matter what I did, I ended up back where I'd started because it wanted to take me back the way I'd came and back come and back through Berry again. I think we get the people of Lurup onto this.
This is a conspiracy, isn't it?
Google is not impressed with the town of Lurup. It does not want people to catch the ferry, which is awful. We wrote a whole song about the Lurup ferry. We love the ferry. But yeah, it took me way too long to get out of Lurup. What was supposed to be a half an hour journey was like 45 minutes.
I mean, locals probably know their way around, but if anyone listening, 0427MAGIC3, chuck us a text. Have you noticed the Lurup conspiracy?
Yeah, did you get lost in Lurup thanks to Google Maps?